I was like, man, I want to be in the position that those guys are in. And just to be in that position now, it's insane. It just gives you butterflies.
Marathon is going to be a ghost town on Thursday because the boys' hoops team will be playing at the state tournament. I stopped by practice on Tuesday to dive in with players how much the school's last trip in 2018 impacted them and the importance of the senior class, plus how cool it will be to play at the Kohl Center. We got seniors Grant Warren, Cooper Hoeksema, and Tyler Underwood, along with head coach Adam Jacobson. We'll start with my conversation with Tyler about that 2018 trip and how it impacted him as a middle school kid. You're listening to the WSAW Highlight Zone Podcast. You're in the week preparing for state. Did you ever think you'd get to this point?
I mean, 2018, that's the last time we went, and I was a little kid back then. I watched the sectional final. I watched them in state. I was like, man, I want to be in the position that those guys are in. And just to be in that position now, it's insane. It just gives you butterflies.
What do you remember about being a fan in 2018?
I remember it was really hectic. I thought those guys were gods among men, that team that went down there. And it's just crazy that we are them now. Like, it was insane.
How much did that motivate you at that time?
It really motivated me, you know, to see a team of ours have success and to know, especially going into this year with all the hype, that we have a chance to be like that too. And now we are there, we're at state, it's awesome.
Yeah, let's talk about this team, because you guys have been building to this for a few years. Last year, getting to the sectional semifinal, falling to Auburndale. Is this a team that you saw from day one being a team that could get to this point?
I had a feeling we'd be pretty good, you know, just looking at it a couple years prior. Like, we have a lot of guys that can grow, and if they can really take control of their role, then we can really go to the next level. And these guys have really embraced their roles, and the brotherhood we have on the court is just, it's just different. I could never ask for a better group of guys.
Coming into this year, you mentioned it, a lot of hype this year. It feels like you guys have lived up to that hype. What's been the mindset this year after last year's unexpected loss?
I mean, definitely got a chip on our shoulder after last year. You know, it was a tough loss, a heartbreaker, and coming into this year just gives us more motivation. We ended up getting over that Auburndale hump the other day. You know, it was a close game. We knew that we were going to take their best shot, and we just kept building off of that and gaining more confidence.
Yeah, that was a close game. It's tough to beat a team three times in a year. Did you feel that during that game?
Oh, for sure. I mean, every time I've lost in my career in the playoffs, it's been to a team that we beat two times already, like Stratford in the regional final my sophomore year, Auburndale in the sectional semi last year, and then we had Auburndale again this year. It's so hard to beat a team three times, especially one in our conference who we play a lot, who just knows how to game plan you, and you know they're gonna make it a dogfight every time.
Mm-hmm. That being said, you can't get to this point without going through some adversity. Last year was certainly some adversity. How much has that motivated you this year?
Especially going into the sectional semi against Auburndale. You know, we lost to them last year. We've been waiting a whole year for this moment, you know. We had a chip on our shoulder, and we had a feeling we were gonna end up facing them again, and just really excited going to that game.
I know I asked you a little bit earlier, but preparing for state, have you thought about what that game on Thursday is gonna be like?
Oh, I don't know if that thought has escaped my mind yet. I keep thinking about it, you know. Get really excited, you know, and at night I have to somehow find a way to get relaxed and go to sleep because it's just so exciting. Mm-hmm.
What do you do to kind of calm those nerves ahead of what is going to be the biggest game of your career?
It's kind of funny. This thing that my baseball coach, Steve Warren, taught me, mental training. It's just basically controlling your breathing and kind of allowing yourself to relax. I utilize that in big games too, and it really helps me stay relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kohl Center, though, I mean, that's a big stage. How cool is it going to be to look up and see Marathon faithful in there, and you on the court where the Badgers play?
I'm going to take every opportunity I can to soak it in. I hope the rest of the guys will do the same. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, you're an elite company making it to the state tournament, and just having the privilege to do that, we just need to enjoy every moment of it.
How do you feel about your opponent, Kenosha St. Joseph, right? How are you feeling about them?
They're good. Their point guard, Eric Hennessy, he's legit. He's very, very good. We just need to kind of try to bottle him up, you know, and we need to play our game. You know, I feel like the last couple games we've been off a little bit tight, but now we made it over the hump, we made it to state. We can kind of just let loose and play our game and play with confidence.
Not many guys have a guy like Grant Warren down low to throw it to. How much different does he make this team?
Oh, he makes a huge difference, you know. Sometimes when we're struggling, he'll just run out, get a catch, and everyone can kind of take a deep breath, you know, because he's such a great player, such a great leader, and he can get us going when we're having troubles.
How excited are you to show the state what Marathon basketball is and how good you guys can be?
Oh, I'm so excited. This is a dream come true, and I'm ready to make the most of it. I hope everyone else is too.
You know, you've talked about playing on the Kohl Center. How much have you thought about hoisting the gold ball potentially on Saturday?
It would be such an honor to be able to hold up that gold ball. Truthers, I'm sure you just recorded that, what Coach Jay, that clip he played of him saying, you know, we just got to play our game. If it's gold ball worthy, it's gold ball worthy. So if we play our hardest, we'll find out if it's gold ball worthy, you know. We just got to come to play.
Do you think it's gold ball worthy?
I think it definitely can be gold ball worthy. Just got to play our hardest and give it our best and live with it.
They hope to be gold ball worthy, but this moment has been a long time coming. Let's pass it over to Cooper Hoeksema, who discussed how much this senior class means to him. You guys are preparing for a trip to state. Just kind of what's going through your head as you get through this week of practice?
It's kind of been a childhood dream who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to go to state? So just like that motivation of like knowing you're right there, you're playing. The gold ball is right there. Playing with Tyler and Grant since I was in fifth grade. That's really all the motivation I need. Got to bring one back. It'd be nice.
What's special about this group? I know you guys have been building up to this for a while.
Yeah. We're all team players. I mean, I think that's what makes us the most special. I mean, obviously, having Grant helps him being as talented as he is, but it's not just him. Like anybody else can be productive in our offense and our scheme. We've had six people lead us in scoring this year. If they're gonna double Grant, somebody's open. We know that, and we're not shy in making an extra pass. We don't.
You guys have been playing together for a long time. What do you remember about those early days playing together with this group?
We didn't lose too often back then. Me, Tyler, and Grant have been telling our middle school coach Ron Kunkel that it all started with him, because he's what started us. He got us together. We started that and haven't looked back since. He doesn't like to take that credit for that, but he helped us a lot. If there's people that haven't stuck with it, or I guess they stuck with it, but then the fun factor kind of like faded away for them. So like they're no longer with us, but they're in the student section, they're cheering. I mean, that student section is amazing every single game. But just having everyone there, knowing everybody since you were young, you know everybody, everyone's tendencies.
Yeah. And in this community, it was in middle school when you guys last went to state. What do you remember about those times watching those teams?
They were great. Watching their sectional games, watching them in state in 2018 especially. I don't really remember 2011, but 2018 they made state. I remember 2018 sitting with the group of guys here watching those games, going to the Kohl Center, watching them play around Cali and ultimately get beaten. But and then that next year in 2018 or 2019, They lost by one in the sectional final to Lords Academy. And I remember at Neillsville, we were all sitting top right in the stands, all of us. I mean, you never really think you're going to be playing on that stage, and then all of a sudden you just are. It's amazing. It's just special.
Yeah, taking that moment and putting it in the perspective of today, you remember vividly what happened 4 or 5 years ago. What do you think this run is doing for those young kids in middle school now?
I know for me, Tyler, and Andy, we're teacher aides at the elementary school. So we walk in and all the kids just, you know, like they say hi, they say what's up, and just saying hi back to them. Like, I mean, hopefully we can bring back a gold ball. But I know that even if we can't, it's gonna be special memories for some of those kids, just because, I mean, we see them, we talk to them, we let them know that we like know they're there to support us.
How loud do you think the Kohl Center is gonna be on Thursday?
It's gonna be loud. We've got our T-shirt sales for Marathon State surpassed like $2,000 in the first day. So,
and how excited are you to put on a show for them?
I'm excited. I mean, it didn't really sink in until today, really, practicing on this court. But yeah, it didn't sink in until today. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
A lot of this made possible, as you heard, by the 6'10 Grant Warren. Hear from the big man on that 2018 trip and what this experience will be like. Grant, did you ever think you'd be at this point preparing for a trip to state?
I mean, probably not, but it's always any high school team's goal at the end of the year, so we're just excited to be here.
What's the mood around the school, around this locker room, for what is a once-in-your-career kind of trip?
It's exciting. I mean, we have a proud basketball tradition at Marathon. So, you know, we really celebrate any major success that we have, but the community is really excited. A lot of buzz in the air about what's going on. So just exciting time to be at Marathon.
Yeah, you talk about that basketball tradition. It wasn't that long ago, 6 years, when you guys last went to state in 2018. What do you remember about that year and how much it meant to Marathon just to be able to be there?
It was, I remember it quite a bit. I was at, I think, most of the playoff games and at state. But, you know, the community loved it. You know, they love it again this year, but just exciting. I remember, you know, going down there. We played Clear Lake first year. They were on the first game. They were undefeated, beat them. You know, played Roncalli in the championship. But the community was so proud about what the team did. We're hoping to even do more this year.
Did you think you'd be one of those people on the court when you were watching it back then?
I didn't think about it at the time, but it's always a dream for any high schooler to participate at the state tournament. So, you know, when it was our turn, our seniors' turn to be part of this, it was just seize the moment, and yeah.
What can you take from experiencing that trip as a spectator onto the court this weekend and you know, maybe prepare yourself a little bit for what is going to be a raucous Kohl Center?
Just know the whole community is behind you. You know, everybody in the stands from Marathon, the whole town's probably going down there. So, yeah, a ton of people supporting you. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and just enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to some of the other guys, but not many people have a tall person like you to play through. But it's not just you that leads this offense, obviously. There's a lot of different shooters, a lot of different guys. How does this offense run with you at the focal point, but also being able to pass it and rely on some other guys to get some buckets when you need it?
I think it's, you know, it's a team game, so you got to play as a team. We pride ourselves on being a great offensive defensive team, and it takes five guys to do that. So, you know, on offense, anybody can score, and we'll make the right play to get our teammates open. On defense, we work as a team. We have our teammates back no matter what happens.
Cooper told me you're a really good passer for a big man. How do you work on your passing game? How much do you pride yourself in that?
I think our whole team prides on being a good passing team. If my shot isn't there, I'll find my teammate. If somebody else's shot isn't there, they'll find their teammate. So it's just, you know, making the right play at the right time.
Mm-hmm. You guys head down to Madison tomorrow. Has it really set in that you're going to walk on the Kohl Center?
I think it's starting to set in that, you know, next time we play a game, it'll be at the Kohl Center. But, you know, you watch the Badgers, you don't really think you're going to be on that court, but it's just exciting.
not only could you be on that court, you could also be hoisting a gold ball on Saturday. What would it mean to you to bring a gold ball back to Marathon?
It would be amazing for not just me, for the whole team and for the community to be state champs. I haven't won it since 2011, but you know, we're just going to go down there, play our best, and see what happens.
I heard the quote in your meeting, you got to play your best game, and if that's gold ball worthy, it's gold ball worthy. How much are you carrying that mindset into this weekend?
You know, it might be the state tournament, but it's still a basketball game, hopefully two basketball games. So we're going to play our game, play our best against two really good teams, hopefully. And yeah, just go with it.
We'll wrap things up with the head coach, Adam Jacobson, who will make his third trip to state as a coach. He knows what it takes to get to Madison and even win it, as they did in 2011 when he was an assistant coach. A fun side story, his brother Luke is the Marathon Decathlon coach, and they are also competing at state on Wednesday. That's where our conversation begins. You and your brother Luke going to state with different teams, Luke with Decathlon. How big of a deal is this in your family, especially Thursday?
Yeah, it's exciting, but you know, and Luke would say the same thing. It's about the kids, it's about the community. The interesting thing about it is it just kind of shows how well-rounded our student athletes are, right? With a high-end academic achievement, and then fortunate to have the basketball team go down. So just really exciting time for our school. You know, it's going to be a fun day tomorrow with the send-off of our basketball team and their academic decathlon team, and hopefully we both represent at a very high level.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to make the tournament on Thursday, because they compete Thursday morning, right?
Right.
The decathlon, yeah. And then they're going to try to get down to Madison.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll try to be down there, and then they got to go back, because they still have to test on Friday for stuff too. So they're going down, going back, and then they'll test. So,
uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you and your brother both coaches. I know it's about the students, but how much is coaching kind of in the family DNA and helping students get to their
Yeah, we've come from a lot of educators. My younger brother is an educator and coach. Luke, as well, with the academic decathlon's taken his golf team to state a couple times. And, you know, my mom was a teacher, my dad a police officer. So a lot of education in our family. His wife's in education, my wife's in education. So really exciting and get to spend it with great kids.
As for you, going back to state, this is what, second time in your career?
Second time as a head. I went in 2011 as an assistant.
Okay, second time as a head coach, third time. What have you learned from your past state experiences as you prepare for your third one here?
Oh, it's just a wonderful opportunity. You want to make the most of it. It goes so fast, so just trying to enjoy it, soak it in, and do the best we possibly can, you know. And the greatest thing about it from my perspective is the joy it brings to so many people. The kids, the school, the community. You know, you think of Thursday in Merrill to Saturday at Everest, and the amount of people that are going to go down there and represent Marathon, the joy it brings to so many people is something that you want everybody to be able to experience, and we want to go out there and represent very well.
And we talk about this all the time, but Marathon's a basketball town. This is I'm sure, a big deal at the high school. Kind of how cool is it to continue that tradition and keep having success here?
Oh, yeah, and that's a big thing we've talked about with this team. You know, a lot of these guys were in middle school or later elementary in 18 and just really, really young kids in 11. And they remember that, and they want that. They want to be a part of that, and that's a fuel to them. And if you've seen our student sections, the high school, the middle school, the elementary, they want that, you know, and they want to represent their team, their school, their program, their community, and it's really exciting.
Having experienced now, this is your third team, what are the similarities between all of these teams that have had success at the state level here?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think mental and physical toughness, I think, stands out. Team basketball, the collective resolve for each other that, you know, and then obviously, you know, from this perspective, defense and rebounding has carried these guys through. It's been a goal that they've worked for, and you see that, you know, throughout. And that's not even just the teams that have, we've had wonderful teams that have had a tremendous amount of success that maybe have fallen a point short or lost in the sectional or, you know, maybe in the regional. And, you know, they all have their own chapter. They all have their own experiences, but and they've all meant a lot to this and have fueled this team as well.
Mm-hmm. You guys won it in 2011, right?
Yep, 2011 won it and runner-up in 18.
Why did you guys win it in 2011, and what was the difference in 2018? Was it luck? Was it kind of the ball bouncing? I mean, how did that work?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it's, you know, it's matchups, it's things like that. The 2011 team had a very high level. Cody Honke had a tremendous tournament, and they beat two really good teams with Oostburg and Grantsburg. And then 2018, we had an excellent state semifinal against Clear Lake and just ran into a really, really good Roncalli team, you know. So, yeah, sometimes it's a couple plays here, a couple plays there are the difference. And hopefully with this group, those bones are our way.
What's the advice to this group as you guys go in as the top seed?
Enjoy it. You know, they've it's what they've wanted. They're here. Seize the moment and have fun. It goes fast. And you know what? Someone said it, and any team that makes it to the state tournament can win the state tournament. And that goes for any of them. All four teams are tremendously talented teams, and all we can do is play our best and prepare our best, play our best, and realize that there's still two to go.
The Cole Center is going to be very, very loud on Thursday and hopefully Saturday if they can get a win. We'll have the coverage on WSAW all weekend. Be sure to listen tomorrow when we speak to our two Division V teams in our area in Almond Bancroft and Columbus Catholic.